a few days. And then skin it and leather, we cook it, and it eat pretty good. Possum and tater, it was really good.
Now, sweet potatoes? And were they cooked, were the potatoes cooked in the same pot with the possum, or were they cooked separately and then put together on the table?
Well, a lot of times she'd boil them until they was tender, and then she'd put them in a pan and put potatoes around them and cook them a while in the oven like that.
Kind of bake it. You remember any other kind of hunting that he used to do? Or that you used to do?
My husband.
Yes, ma'am. Or your father, either one. Never do any fox hunting around here?
Yes, but my husband never did have a fox dog or a dog that would tree him much. He'd get a fox just once in a while.
Well, that's real interesting. Anything?
And
go ahead.
He didn't bird hunt. He didn't care about that.
Are there many deer around here, or did they used to be?
No. There may be some now, a few, but back then there wasn't any deer around here at all.
Well, what do you reckon? Of course, there's a difference since you live in town and then you live in the country, but what would you say is the biggest difference maybe that comes to your mind about life now and life, say, when you were, 10, 15 years old?
Well, it was different, but being on the farm, I was raised on the farm. We had plenty to eat.
Always did. And you
we
didn't buy.
We had plenty to eat. We had our chickens, our cows, and
what were the few things that you did have to buy that you didn't have on the farm? About all that you'd have to buy would have been what?
Well, sugar, coffee, and flour. And
because you didn't have wheat, you all didn't raise wheat, you said?
But my husband and for years after we was married and my daddy would always go to the mill to get our meal grain. There's a place, it's a mile and a half, close 2 miles back out this way, that he'd go there to the mill.
Is that out by where it says the country store? Out there, no. What's the
name? No, there's not a store out there. There's an eating place, but if there's a store, why, that's been done since I was out there.
Well, I saw or heard somebody talking about a mill, maybe it was Fillmore McCoy talking about a mill, and he called it the grits mill that there used to be here. Was that, and he said the ground meal as well as grits there.
Well, that's the same place.
And you would take your corn in there and tell them that you want some of it made into meal and some of it made into grits?
Hominy. That's what we called it.
Well, now, was hominy this fine ground stuff like what they call grits now, or was hominy the larger kernels? When you were...
Let me get some and show you.
Okay.
It may be wormy, but I...